The top education board in Philadelphia has a new leader. Joyce Wilkerson made her name as chief of staff to former Mayor John Street, and today she was named chair of the School Reform Commission. As WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arad explains, Wilkerson takes over at a time that could make or break the SRC.
Joyce Wilkerson knows Philadelphia. She worked in City Hall for years and has survived her share of political battles.
As Mayor Street used to say, I don't have skin, I have hide.
She'll need that hide on the SRC, one of the toughest jobs in town. Since its formation after a 2001 state takeover, the commission has been blamed for just about everything that goes awry in Philly schools. Now some are calling for the SRC to be abolished and for a local school board to run the show instead. Wilkerson is among them.
What we have now has not worked the way folk envisioned, and so I do support local control.
If Wilkerson and at least two other commissioners vote to dissolve the SRC, she would have the curious role of assisting in the birth and death of the commission. Wilkerson was part of Street's inner circle when the mayor struck a deal with Harrisburg. You give us the money we need to avoid a financial meltdown, and we'll give up control of the schools. Wilkerson says it was the right move at the time, but hasn't worked as planned. In the meantime, Wilkerson wants to focus on stabilizing the schools. That means getting a new contract for city teachers while also trying to plug a long-term budget gap.
It's hard to operate a district when all those things are in flux. It's hard for teachers, it's hard for the administration to focus on education when every ball is up in the air.
She's also wary of charter school expansion, saying current state law pits charters against district schools in a fight for precious dollars. Wilkerson doesn't have an education background, but acquaintances say she's even-keeled, well-connected, and ready for whatever the job might throw at her, even if that means throwing herself out of a job. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arad, WHYY News.